Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Final hour here at the show. Lance Zierlein, Michael Connor with me today. Dell's in studio, of course. His show, Pack of Lies, coming up here in about 53 minutes. And
Before we move on, since you've decided to slander me once again.
What are you going
to
lie about today?
I would like to ask what he thinks I lie about in general. Because if it's pack of lies, he's got to have examples of multiple lies that I've told.
I'm guessing you probably say something about the Miami Heat being the greatest organization
ever. I don't actually bring up Miami teams unless I'm prompted to.
He does get prompted frequently.
Yeah. Tua Hall of Famer.
John will slander Tua for being excessive concussions.
Yeah, I mean,
usually Dell. Now, Dell, what he will do is lie about Justin Herbert. He'll lie about how good Tua is.
I don't do that either. I don't have to lie about Justin Herbert. He'll just show you who he is, like he always does.
I'm with Dell on that one, actually. I think Justin Herbert is vastly overrated.
He is. I do too. It looked like after the first game this year that he was, Justin Herbert, this is the year. Justin's always been him. Then all the Chargers fans came out. Justin's always been him. He's always been him. Not so much anymore. We're not hearing that much. Who do you hate?
Who do I hate?
In sports? Yeah. Like, do you hate? Like, you've got hate balled up inside of you. Dell's, we call him the little ball of hate. Is there somebody that you really hate, Michael, in terms of sports? And I know there is, just because I know how you're wired.
God, who do I hate right now in sports?
It could maybe be.
I hate Travis Kelce. I cannot stand that douche. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't help that he's got the most untalented girlfriend or fiance in the history of time that the world is obsessed with. I don't understand that at all. So I hate her.
You
too.
You are really tempting fate against the Swifties.
I don't care. Bring him on.
Say something
she
about Beyonce.
Sucks. She's unattractive. She's the worst thing in the history of time.
The worst thing.
Yeah. You know what? I hate the Beatles. She's worse than the Beatles.
There it is. Cut it loose, Michael. Let it flow.
Absolutely.
You hate
worse.
Travis Kelce. You say his fiance is untalented.
Yep.
The worst thing that's happened
and
in the history of the world.
Unattractive.
And attractive. You hit her with thought. Dell just talks about her flat butt.
I don't you're the pack of lies guy.
Here's the pack of lies coming in.
When do I talk about her? When do I do that?
You called her pancake booty, so that's been out there. Why would we come up with that term? You coined that phrase.
First of all, I did not coin the phrase pancake booty. It's been something that's been used for a while. When do I talk about Taylor Swift at all?
Well, I mean, you
from 10 to 12?
Like, never.
Yeah, from 10 to 12 on Pack of Lies.
Once again, you're the liar here. Have I acknowledged that point?
I'm not a Beatles fan. I don't hate the Beatles, but I'm not a Rolling Stones fan. I said it. I don't care.
They got some songs that I like. But
yeah, they do. Yeah. They do, but I'm just not – I don't love Rolling Stones. Taylor Swift, I don't care about. As long as my daughter's happy listening to her, that's fine. She's not talking about putting her choo-choo all over the things, so that's fine.
Well, I guess in the most recent album, the one that came out a couple weeks ago.
You heard me, Michael.
Yeah, she didn't say the word you said, but she does talk about
talking about Travis Kelce. She called it a magic wand.
Yeah, she's over here talking all the, like, my wife's breaking this down for me the other day about how she's throwing shade at Travis Kelce's ex and all this stuff. And I'm like, she is the neighborhood Karen, is Taylor Swift. She's sitting over there talking about everybody on these albums. Like, get a freaking life, woman.
If she breaks up with you, get ready because you're going to be on.
I can't wait for the Travis Kelce breakup. We all know that's not going to last. He's just with her for the fame.
Well, they're engaged now.
They get married for a little while.
She's taken a step with him she's never taken before, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's true.
That one's going to last.
I hope it doesn't last. I hope she walks in on him with somebody else, or he walks in on her with somebody. It's a whole scene.
They're too rich. They're too rich to get walked in on at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
You're too.
And you do not want to get walked in.
You have to be real.
Taylor Swift will put a whole album out on you.
You have to really not care to get walked in on at their level of wealth. Like Dennis Rodman got walked in on by Carmen Electra, and when she asked him what the hell was going on, he said, "This girl just fell out of the roof, fell out of the ceiling, landed in my bed." That's what he said. So I don't think Travis Kelce's going to have that happen. If it happens, I mean, I'm sure he'll be in Ohio and Cincinnati and get caught by the public, but not by her. He's not going to get caught by her. Someone's going to have to tell.
I'm just not looking forward to the world where we have to watch him in movies once he's done. That's going to suck.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Kelce's as a whole, like being.
No, I don't like a brother either.
Yeah, just too many commercials. It seems fine, but it's just too much.
You still liking the Sunday Ticket commercial where he's just sitting there screaming the whole time?
No, or the ones where he does commercials like, yeah, I get to spend more time with fans now. You don't want to spend time with fans.
No, you don't.
That's not what you want to do at all. Don't stop lying. These guys don't want to be with any of you. They hate fans. I'll just tell you right now, here's a dirty little secret. Most athletes, not big fan of fans until they haven't been in that game. Now, when they've been out of the game for a while, it actually kind of changes. I've seen it with athletes. It changes. Once they're not as famous, it changes. They just become kind of one of us. Dwayne Wade, how about this? Here's the headline. Dwayne Wade admits he misses being better than people. The former NBA star, 43, is reflecting on his time in the league, which spanned three different teams over a 16-year career. And pinpoints what he misses most since hanging up his jersey in 2019. What I do miss is being better than people. I miss being good at something, really good at it. When you had a career I had, you don't envy someone else's journey. I got everything out of the game of basketball that I possibly wanted. What else are you going to do? I retire at 37. There's no way I'm just going to sit around. I wouldn't be fulfilled. He was talking about what he wants to do.
He could just go play pickup ball at the Y.
Yeah, you could, but I mean,
he'd be better than people there.
He misses being better than people.
Yeah, he'd be better playing the big three. Better. Is the big three still around? He'd probably be better than people there.
Oh, and he has to fight people off about his kid all the time. People are nasty, nasty about Magic's kid and Dwayne Wade's kid. I don't really hate, I've always hated the Cranberries as a group.
No, what are you talking about? Zombies, your anthem.
You hated the Cranberries?
Oh, I hated the Cranberries so much. Hated the Cranberries so much. I don't really hate, I hated the Jazz. I hated Harpering. There were very specific things I hated, and I don't have as much hate in my heart. I'm now full of love, so I don't have as much
hate in my
heart.
That's not true at all.
Yeah,
it's maybe true, apathy, though. But it ain't love.
Oh, maybe that is apathy.
I think that's what it is. Your hate has dwindled into apathy, but it ain't love. You don't love a lot of things.
That's not love that I feel, it's apathy?
No,
I think you only love one thing. I think he loves disc golf. That's it.
I love that. I'd hit that.
He hit it all day.
Jeez. Oh, what a terrible shirt.
That's a great shirt. What do you hate, Dell?
You. But besides that.
Besides me.
I don't even hate you. I don't care that much about you, to be honest. So
you're
that'd be a lie if I hate
bomb
you.
Also. There's got to be somebody you really dislike besides Josh Pate.
I don't dislike Josh Pate. I dislike you.
You don't watch the Josh Pate show?
These two love Josh Pate. By these two, I mean John and Lance. They salivate anytime he's about to come on. They're like dogs
really
when you
jealous.
Put a steak in front of them. It's like they can't believe they get to talk to
really
him.
Jealous.
It's embarrassing.
He hates Josh Pate. You can already
it's
tell.
Not, I don't hate him. It's just the fact that you guys ignore – you always ignore radio rules, but it turns into a 25-minute experience where you won't let the man off the phone. The man, he's busy. He wants other stuff to do, and you guys won't let him off the phone. I'm trying to think. Sports hate I have plenty of, but as far as actual people.
Well, like who? Well, who's your sports hate?
I hate teams. Like, I hate the Patriots for mm-hmm. obvious reasons.
Because you're a Dolphin fan.
Oh, yeah, they're in the AFC.
Well, I think a lot of people hated the Patriots.
Yeah, well, winning. They did it and the smugness that came with. Actually,
I respected the Warriors, but I hated them.
Actually,
I kind of hate
the Patriots.
Still got Draymond hate. Still got Steph Curry hate.
Oh, yeah, I hate Draymond. That's a good one.
My Patriot is fueled by what came out of it. When Boston sports media got to start thriving because the Red Sox were good and the Patriots were good and all the products it produced, everywhere across the country, there's someone who has Boston ties doing radio, specifically because they leached off the Patriots and Red Sox success. So I guess we have to hear from Boston people. That's why I hate that area of the country and sports, because what did it give us? Everywhere you turn, there's someone from Boston talking about sports. Why? Because their teams were good. And now if the Patriots are going to be good again, we're going to deal with this again. And, of course, the Celtics got a title in the last couple years, too.
Yeah, the Boston thing was terrible. It happened in the 2000s around when they made the comeback against the Yankees. That's when it all started going downhill, and the Celtics became good, and then – And they kept complaining that their little woe is me. It's like when the Cubs won, they couldn't do their what. But Boston was, we've got the curse,
Yeah, they were the lovable losers.
They won everything across the board.
Yeah,
they won everything, and they're aggressive and mean. But I don't know. I like the accent, so I let them pass.
I hate the accent. I think it's the worst accent ever.
Boston accent. Oh. I like Southies. I like those accents. I don't want to be around them. They seem like rough people, but.
They're not as rough as the New Yorkers. New Yorkers are way worse.
Yeah, but you've been to Astros games too.
In both.
On the road.
Both places.
In New York. I didn't think the Yankees fans were
bad. I thought New York was a million times worse.
You did?
Every time, yes. Absolutely.
Even when we were there in 19, I didn't think they were that bad. I was a medium. I wasn't.
They weren't as bad as 17, but they were bad again. I thought they were bad in 2022, even though the Astros were beating that ass in 2022.
You went on the road to all those, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to every single one of them. I only missed two road games before the up and from 2017 to 2022.
What was your favorite win of all traveling with the Astros?
The obvious choice is the winning the World Series in Dodger Stadium. But I will say,
were you there? You were there.
Yeah, I was there. If you watch the video playback, you see my goofy little ass running around on the field back there after the game's over behind a bunch of players. The 2022, the 18 inning game in Seattle. That was a lot of fun because it was just like this marathon of just, oh, my God, will somebody do something? And then it finally ended. We were literally there from like 9 a.m. to like 10 p.m. It was a hell of a day.
Mm. And so, yeah, because that game started early. I remember I was watching Tennessee, Alabama. I was in.
Yeah, we were too. We watched an entire football. We watched a couple of football games while we watched a baseball game.
Yeah, and it just kept going on and on and on and on. Then we went up to our hotel room and we ordered room service so I could watch it. I was sitting there pacing nervously while every reliever got every hitter out in Seattle. It was insane. Yeah, that was a great win. The two postseason, I guess, we're reminiscing about a potentially dead period of time. Oh. Ask you this, Michael, and mm-hmm. we get to a break. When we look back on this run of Astros, it feels very dominant, right? The run from 17 to 22, I guess, but really longer than that. The Astros made the playoffs in 24, so you could really say 15 to 24, but mm-hmm. whatever. Are we going to look back in the future as a disappointment? Kind of like people look at the Braves'
No,
run.
You won two championships. You can't be disappointed you won two championships.
I don't think you can.
I think I'm disappointed that they didn't win a third. The 2019 one will always bother me. That was the best team that the franchise will ever have.
Dodgers win another championship and they've won three championships since 20? Well, are people going to talk about the Dodgers run more than the Astros run?
I mean, they're always going to talk about that more, right? So
yeah, but it feels like you shouldn't because we didn't just buy guys across the
board. Astros definitely don't get the love that they should for what they did for the period of time that they did it. They were honestly just as good, if not better, than the Dodgers for a very long time.
Oh yeah, we all know that. But I just wondered how history is going to view the Astros.
Oh, they'll be forgotten. The only thing that you still see it. I was reading an article the other day on The Athletic from somebody, and it's talking about baseball, whatever with these teams. And what's the first thing they bring? Oh, I was talking about guys that are in the Hall of Fame right now and aren't in the Hall of Fame. And it gets to Jose Altuve, and they don't have him in the Hall of Fame. And all they say in there is the sign-stealing scandal. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. It's been 10 years now. Move on.
Do your homework on Jose Altuve.
Yeah, they don't
like
care.
It doesn't take much to know that he wasn't a part of that.
So will you
it really doesn't.
Michael's word for it. We had this talk, and John was pushing back on when I said the same thing. You know who else will be remembered more than the Astros?
Who?
Those 2010 Giant teams. They won three in over.
And I still think they get forgotten about, too.
I do, too.
You know why? Because they were like an 80-win team in the regular season.
Madison Bumgarner was a monster.
He was a monster.
Yeah, they don't get they don't get talked
if you're,
about
unless
as much.
You're the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers, you're going to get forgotten about.
And it doesn't help the Astros that the Dodgers were doing the same thing they were doing for the most part in the National League. And if they get
concurrently,
two,
yeah.
And if they get another one this year, which it looks like they're going to, the Dodgers will be mentioned, and then people who are real baseball people, I guess. Oh yeah, remember that Astros team? But as far as what all the docs are going to be made about, if the how this Dodgers run is going, it'll be the Dodgers that
I know who will remember
the Dodgers. By the way, the fact that they're the Dodgers helps too. Forget about all the titles; they're a historic franchise. That's
I'll bet you the Yankees remember us for forever. I'll bet you the Yankees.
Well, the Yankees
they'll never forget because we were their daddies, especially me. I was their daddy. Sometimes they would say they call me and say, "Daddy,"
like that.
I'd say, "Hey." Yeah, I Poppy whenever they see me in New York, and I'm like, hey, I'm married. Sorry.
They say I Poppy?
Hi, Poppy. Bye-bye
hey,
Zito.
Give me some of that salchicha.
Come on, Poppy, give it to me.
I'm going to definitely. I asked Sam if she knew how to get in there so I could
she
delete it.
Know.
She goes, I don't know how to get in there. But Abigail does. Hey,
she's
let's
not
talk
help
about.
You
she'll help me. Let's talk about John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit has been doing this for years. He's got more lawyers than anyone else in the city of Houston for personal injury lawyers. He's, I don't know, maybe the most at total. I'm not, I got to ask him specifically, but I know it's the most and second most in the entire state. And the reason he does that is because he wants his lawyers to have small caseloads so they can really focus and bear down on what you've got going on. Let's say there's loss of limb, loss of life in your household because of an accident on the roadway or at the workplace, or maybe you or your wife or whoever works at a dangerous job and there's negligence and there's loss of life. Who are you going to turn to? I mean, that's a major, major situation you're dealing with and something you don't want to have to deal with but needs to be handled is the financial end of it and recouping the money lost. And that's what John Daspit will do for you. The pain and suffering, the time missed from work, if you miss work, and let's say you can't work for short term or you can never work again physically, he accounts for that. That money's taken care of. And of course, all your bills are going to be paid. That's not a problem. The Daspit Law Firm will get you the settlement that you deserve. And the worse the problem, the bigger the settlement and the more consideration. Well, they give the same consideration for every single case. But you need someone on your side who is going to fight and win at a high level when you have these disasters strike your family. And that's what Daspit's going to do. 713-CALL-NOW, that 713-CALL-NOW. Or just go to the website and start the process at DaspitLaw.com.
All right, here's the deal, Houston. Nico Nikos just dropped their OPA app, and it's a game changer. Download it, get 100 free points just for joining. Then every bite you take at Nico Nikos earns you more points for free food, drinks, and desserts, even free meals. What's better than that? Nothing. So don't wait. Download the Nico Nikos OPA, O-P-A app today and get rewarded and get your Greek on. It's OPA amazing.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I just saw a video. I hadn't seen this. Nallie sent this in to me. It's from David Bakhtiari. And this number 77. Aaron Rodgers does that touchdown pass to Freiermuth, and he's jumped on by his offensive lineman, number 77.
Oh, he was not happy.
Oh, he was pissed. I didn't see this during the game yesterday. I watched it, and I guess I just checked out after the touchdown. My gosh, he was pissed. Oh, boy, he was mad. I mean, he could be, yeah. Can you imagine hurting your quarterback? You break his collarbone because you jumped on him after a touchdown.
Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers snapped his spine today as he was tackled by his lineman celebrating a touchdown.
So currently unemployed defensive tackle Christian Wilkins used to do that. Not with quarterbacks, but he would jump on offensive players when they scored touchdowns because he was a special teams guy, one of the protectors. So when they score, he would roll out there and go celebrate with the players before he had to take his position. He once jumped on Preston Williams, the former Colorado State receiver, and he tore his ACL.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I don't remember if exactly it was his ACL, but he was out for the year.
713, call now. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm can help you if you've been injured on the job.
Like,
can you imagine?
And, you know, he's 300-plus pounds, and the receiver, even a big one like Preston Williams, is probably at most 210 or something. He would just full-on jump on him like he was a backpack, and the guy's leg gave out. And that kid's career was never the same. Like, he was it was during the 2020 year where he was having a breakout year, and he never played like that again.
You got cut players doing things like that.
Except Christian Wilkins was a first-round pick, so they weren't going to do that. But, yeah, he eventually learned his lesson. It took taking out a player for him to stop jumping on people at 315 pounds.
Didn't he keep touching people inappropriately or something like that?
Well, that's what he did in college. People? He did that to opposing players, touching them in piles and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but didn't he, like, kiss his own teammates?
That was with
the
Raiders, allegedly. He did something.
And what'd they do with him? They cut him?
They cut him, yeah.
And who's he playing for now?
He's unemployed. He was coming back from an injury, and I don't know if it was partly because they didn't like the way he was rehabbing, but once that incident happened,
that's right. That's
rehabbing was probably going around touching people.
They got rid of him, and he's still out there.
It's a bad rehab.
I don't know if he's healthy enough to even play, but at some point, I guess he'll be on a roster.
The LSU fan stuck his finger in my booty. That's what happened there. Although he was a Clemson guy. So C.J. Stroud, I mentioned this previously. Let's pull up the offense, growth of the offense. So C.J. has talked about – so the offense has gotten better piece by piece. Now, not against very good teams, frankly. The offense is really pretty terrible.
I don't care if they play bad games. Teams, by the way. Everybody's getting bothered by – you got to play who's in front of you. I mean, I know they need to do it against somebody good, but like
– your offense was ass. It was straight, flat ass for three and a half games. And then it turned around the second half against – Tennessee, and then last week we know that. I mean, turn a half. Who did it turn around against in the second half?
Tennessee,
the fourth quarter.
Oh, it's Tennessee, and then who'd they beat in the last game?
Baltimore.
The Ravens. Yeah, and they had a great game against the Ravens. Bell to ass. So now we get to see him against Seattle. But C.J. Stroud talked about the growth of the offense.
There were some things where I think we can build upon, and there are some things that I think we shouldn't do anymore. We should just move on, try some other things, but. I thought, you know, what we did coming to practice last Wednesday was really helpful to, you know, work on some of the things that we need to work on from just a big picture standpoint as an offense instead of just against Seattle or against San Fran or whoever we're going to play. It was good for us as a whole to just fit what we need. So I thought that was good.
CJ's always going to tell you what he thinks. I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. Sometime you might ask, is he hard to coach or whatever? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know how hard it is or whatever. But I do think that if he doesn't like something, he's going to tell Nick Caley. And I think sometimes that could cause some a little bit of bumping heads between the head coach and the GM. But I mean, the head coach and the starting quarterback. But I'm sorry, the OC and the starting quarterback. But what he said in there was, I think there are some things we don't need to do anymore. Like, that's classic C.J. Stroud.
If like, throw the ball, like, you know, 4 yards sideways all the time?
The 4 yards sideways. Well, sometimes I like sideways passes if they're playing way off you and if your offensive line can't protect. But that typically, if your offensive line can't protect, they usually don't give you that throw. They're usually all up in your grill. So that's something you won't see. Speaking of all up in your face, the Texans' defense is – pretty rough to deal with, and C.J. Stroud also talked about what it's like playing against the Texans defense.
It could be suffocating where, you know, like they're pushing the pocket, playing sticky coverage, the run game, they're being stout, setting edges and running to the ball, talking crazy and slapping their helmets, all that type of crazy stuff. So that stuff could be demoralizing. So I've been on the other side of that, but I think it prepares you, you know, to even because that stuff is bound to happen, like, the other team gets paid too, but it keeps you, at least for me, to keep myself motivated for the next play, because it takes time. You know, these defenses are really good, but it takes time to unlock a defense. Sometimes the first play, sometimes the last, but I think playing against our defense has taught me, you know, to stay down for the come up, play my game, take what's there, and, you know, and try to just move forward and don't fall for the hype. But they do a great job of, you know, running around, playing together, and just playing free.
And that's kind of how I live my life, is staying down for the come up. And CJ said that, and I'm getting it put on a shirt. If you stay down for the come up, I think you're going to be okay.
Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, it means, you know, you just got to keep your head down so that when your glow up comes, you can glow and shine, Dale.
When are you going to glow up?
Look at this shirt. It's a disc golf shirt. This is a glow up. What are you talking about?
You know when you're going to glow up? When your house doesn't have any kids in it anymore.
That's going to be a glow up. Plus, yeah. I've lost weight. I've got a little white beard. I got my head cut real close.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to shave down.
I'm getting close to joining you, buddy. Don't worry.
Now, I've just said, why? What's the difference? I might as well just roll.
Yeah.
It's a rebrand right now. Soon, my rebrand's not finished, but I'm staying down to get up or whatever. Stand down.
You're going to come in one day, he's going to have a toupee on? He's going to be rolling.
No, well, I'm going the other way.
He's going to be Mike Lombardi?
I'm going Stanley Tucci. I'm going to have glasses. Did you say Mike Lombardi?
He said toupee.
Lombardi has a toupee?
Look at his hair right now. Google Mike Lombardi 2025.
You know who does for real is, and who has forever, is Bill Self.
Oh, yeah. That thing is, that's a rug. All day.
Yeah. I saw him in 2000 at the Final Four in Indianapolis, and that was a young Bill Self. And the guy that I was with, who was in the NBA, said, we were just having a drink, and he goes, he made a comment about Bill Self having a rug. I said, he does? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, that's, well, no, you can tell. I'm like, I couldn't tell. Bill was rocking it pretty good, I thought. But, no, nah, you just got to, in this day of our Lord 2025, either go the Doc Linville route or just come off the top, come home.
Yeah.
Those are your choices.
My wife's trying to convince me to get to go the Doc route.
I mean, it's your choice. I just know this. I like to say Jason Statham. I think my wife's more going to say Stanley Tucci. So, my wife's not a big fan, but it's too bad.
Yeah.
Unless certain things are jumping off on a regular basis, you don't have say so anymore. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. That's just how it works.
Hey, if you show up with a rug, she'll,
a rug. So, yeah. So me and CJ are the same. We stay down to come up. And playing against the Texans, so what I heard was during camp, and I didn't get to see a lot of it, they said the Texans' offense got obliterated pretty much on a daily basis by the defense. Not really a surprise.
Yeah, the people I do the – we do a twice a week show for the Texans on the Locked On Texans channel. They went to camp and they constantly came in and they were like, man, I don't like the vibe of this offense. Like, there's just nothing there. Like, there's no command from CJ out there. They're getting just beat up left and right. And I was like, oh, God, this is gonna be a long year. I probably should have listened to him.
Yeah, it has been if they lose 2-4, we're gonna have us.
And they're almost dead. They lose again, they might be dead in the AFC South, right?
I know. We're going to have a very serious conversation on Tuesday if they lose. But for now, we celebrate with Greenlight Offer. You need a house that you need sold? My man Sean, the guy who goes, whoa, I want a house and I want to get out of it. And, and he's just like, and if you're bad tenants in your house, I'll get them out of your house. He buys your homes. You get a divorce, you need money, bang. You don't want to have to put more money into your house. How bad would that feel? You're getting a divorce. You got to split up property, and then you got to pay money to fix up your house just to sell it, and you hope you get that money back? No. Greenlight Offer says, we'll give you a cash offer. We'll give you a fair offer more than anything, and you don't have to do anything to your home. They'll fix it all up and take care of it on their end. No showings, no getting improvements in the house. Maybe you got tenants in your home, and you need to get them out of there because your lease is expiring, and you got squatters. I don't care. Squatters are the worst people in the world. Let Sean and Greenlight Offer run them out of town. I know Greenlight does that for retired landlords, for divorces, for relocations, or for just homes that are in disrepair, and you're just like, we just want to sell it. We don't want to have to go through the hassle. Greenlightoffer.com. They will give you great offers, and it is no hassle, and they close on average between 7 and 10 days. So you get your money pretty quickly. Greenlightoffer.com. Start the selling experience there. Get the questions answered that you need answered. Greenlightoffer.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we've got to, I guess we could do what did we learn today. Well, we're not going to do what did we learn this week in one sentence. I didn't promote that. What did we miss? I'm looking at some stuff that I – CeeDee Lamb is going to play against the Commanders. That's a tough dude, man. High ankle sprain, and he's coming back after three games. That is – I don't know if I love that for him, but we'll see what happens.
I'm just happy he's back so my nephews can stop complaining about their fantasy lineup being terrible.
I know. I lost Malik Nabers for the year. I don't want to hear about any of this. And yet I'm still holding it down. I'm still holding it down. I'm staying down to come up. So that's what's happening with my team. My team's name is Granado's Nipples. So
how do you know what his nipples look like?
Well, he just always used to sing a song where he'd go, nipples so hard. Those were lyrics in the song that he sang about Nick's place. So I just said, well, in my team photo, my photo for my fantasy team is him and Sean Salisbury together from when they did the show.
Oh, that's an unfortunate photo for you.
Rockets over under wins 52.5 before the season starts. What do you like there?
Over.
I did too. I liked them over last year and they got 55-56. Uh-huh. That's what I think. I think this is going to be closer to a 55 win team. I like over 52.5. Let's see. We've got, I talked about, oh, it looks like Boone is back with the Yankees, or he's not going anywhere. The
bless
GM.
It.
Yeah, I stay.
All
stay
of them.
For all
yeah.
I care.
You and Cashman stay. Stay forever. Literally till they die.
I don't want them to ever leave.
No.
I don't want them to ever leave. Other news and notes. Let's see. What did we miss? What did we miss? Texas Tech stole the number one edge rusher in a 2027 class.
God bless the oil money, man.
Away from Georgia.
What a year
they're
having.
What do you think? You went to Texas Tech. Yeah. You got to be happy that you got new money in there.
Hell yeah, I am. We're playing by the rules, baby. We're finally, you know what? We stayed down forever. Now we're on the come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right. We stayed down intentionally for all those years. So he'd be on the come up in 2025.
A guy ran into some money, sold his business, ran into money.
He's got more than some money. Have you read up on how much money that guy has?
I haven't.
He sold like four or five different oil companies. My brother's
oh, so
telling me this.
So wasn't just one?
He builds them up, sells them. My brother works in the oil world. And he was telling me that the crazy thing about how he sells these things is like he gets like non-compete. There's no non-competes when he sells them off. So he just goes and starts another company, does the same thing, and then sells it and makes billions. He's brilliant. He's making a ton of money.
I wish I could build up companies and sell them and make billions.
Yeah, me too.
I should have done that instead of radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am a Hall of Famer, so that's pretty cool.
That
but,
is true. That is true.
You know, it would have been pretty cool to build up businesses and sell them. That's probably pretty easy.
Yeah, definitely easy for sure. But now it's nice to have the billionaire in your pocket, man. College football playoff, here we come. I don't know. They're probably going to get exposed there, but you know what? Whatever. They're, as long as they make it.
We got – I do have some news of the weird, so I'll save some of the news of the weird. Other stories, Kurt Cignetti, we talked about the Indiana coach getting a ton of cheese. He's getting paid big time. Kevin Durant called Charles – he was called a bus rider by Charles Barkley, so he fired back at Charles Barkley, said, I done rode the bus. I done filled the gas tank up. I was the gas. I was the wheels, the axle, the brakes, all given different parts. I was in the back of the bus. I played every role for that team. He said, yeah, we could talk in these metaphors all we want. I got a lot of them. He never knew what it's like to remove your ego. He's talking about Charles Barkley. So you can go out there and help a city, a town win a championship. It was all about him, his whole life, his whole career. His whole life is all about how he feel, how he want to talk. How he can say anything to anybody because I'm Charles Barkley. I can say whatever. I got a feeling that one's going to sting Charles.
Do you think the Rockets could have like an alumni event and get those two together and put a you know camera?
Can you imagine the Rockets? You do realize Rockets would have one of the coolest alumni events if they wanted to.
Oh yeah,
they would have Olajuwon, Pippen, Barkley, Drexler. A lot of those guys hate each other, by the way.
Yeah.
Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming,
the franchise,
James Harden, Stevie franchise. That would
Russell
could
Westbrook,
get weird with
Ralph Sampson still
Westbrook,
kicking it.
Carmelo
Chris
Anthony,
Paul.
Carmelo Anthony, legend.
Holy crap! Yeah, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Walt Williams, the Wizard. You have golly, I feel like we're just scratching the surface.
Kelvin
too.
Cato can't bring back Eddie Griffin, unfortunately.
Nah, he's not coming back.
No.
But just the ones we mentioned.
Catino
man,
Mobley.
Yeah.
Cat.
Yeah. That whole era of Rockets basketball.
Omer Asik.
I forgot about Oshik.
Johnny Flynn.
So then the other, and Johnny Flynn.
Scott Padgett.
All of the players Daryl brought in.
Bobby
Surah. Picks.
Hashim the Beat.
Yeah.
God.
You got that too. So, yeah. Oh, Ricky Hatton. Oh, man. For boxing fans, Ricky Hatton. I just saw this morning. Ricky Hatton died by suicide. Long suffered from mental health battles. Was open about his battles with depression. One of the great boxers. Well, really good boxer. I don't know about one of the greats, but he was a really, really good boxer. He was discovered unresponsive on September 14th. I had never heard that Ricky Hatton had passed away, but it was ruled a suicide. So he said, I tried to kill myself several times, so that kind of sucked. I just saw that. I guess it's not new news, but I just saw it was ruled a suicide. So sorry to hear that about a really fun guy to watch from a boxing standpoint. Let me break it right now because we got some pretty interesting news of the weird. So I'll fulfill my duty, do news of the weird. Coming up next, keep it right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. I want to tell you about Underdog. Underdog has all of your – so yesterday was a great day for me. Higher than 1.5 touchdowns for Joe Flacco. That's a dub. Higher on receiving yards for T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase wins. The one thing that was not great was higher than 4.5 catches for DK Metcalf. Three. That was a pretty sad, sad day. But if you play that with the flex option, which means you just have to win, for example, 3 out of 4, you still end up winning. And that's what's great about Underdog is you can play them straight with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players where you go higher or lower than the stats. The more you pick, the more you can win. But you can also invoke the flex option, which means that it's basically insurance. If you lose one of those games, you still are going to win. You don't win as much, but you still are going to win. So it's a great strategy for you to choose from. They've got games called ladders, which the better the more you win by, the more your payout is. They've got streaks where you start off with 2 picks, higher or lower. If you win 2, then you get to pick another one, then another one, then another one. And at any point, you can cash out or you can try to win 11 in a row and get a huge payday. You can play that for as little as $5, for example. You can play any of them for as little as $5. Guess what? Download the app today. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you are going to get $100 in bonus funds and entries when you make your first $5 play with Underdog Fantasy. You got to use promo code Lance, though, so make sure you do that. You're going to be watching these games, college football, college pro football, and, of course, basketball is right around the corner. We're here at Playoff Baseball. Incorporate them all in any given day with Underdog Fantasy.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. News of the Weird. Let's get it started with in Great Britain. Officers from Lincolnshire Police responded swiftly after an alarm was triggered at a business discovering a smashed window and signs of a break-in. Armed units, along with the police dog Shadow, launched a search of the surrounding area. And a gentleman by the name of Dwayne Pillen, 40 years of age, who was the culprit, he took off running, but he didn't get far. Shadow sniffed him out in a nearby ditch where the suspect was found laying low. Body-worn camera footage captured his comments, and he congratulated the team. "Well done, guys. Well done. You did a good effort there, didn't you guys? I'm proud of you, to be fair. And I don't like saying that to a police officer. I knew I should have gone a bit further straight away. I enjoyed the chase as well, though, to be fair. You know, it's kept you busy. It's kept me busy." And that, he goes, "but it's especially memorable when the thanks come." No, the police officer said, "it's especially memorable when the thanks come from the offenders themselves, particularly just after being caught." Would you ever congratulate a police officer if he caught you after a chase, Michael?
Absolutely not. I'm not British, and I'm not that formal.
I'm not either. Can I interest you in a Thanksgiving pizza?
No. I prefer my turkey, and I prefer
dry. Nope. I would never want a Thanksgiving turkey. Apparently, DiGiorno has a Thanksgiving pizza.
Oh, not from DiGiorno.
Well, ass of frozen pizzas?
Wait a minute.
I don't want a DiGiorno at any time, DiGiorno.
Oh, really? Because they're selling out in minutes.
Well, I'm sure. Is it a Thanksgiving-themed pizza with turkey
Yes, it's a Thanksgiving-themed pizza. It's a Thanksgiving-themed pizza. It's got components like cranberries, green beans. It's all it's on disgusting. A pizza. Diced sweet potatoes,
and it's frozen.
Turkey. And it's frozen. And it's called, it's perfect to bring a friends get to bring to a Friendsgiving party. A Thanksgiving Day turkey. You guys
can you
never,
imagine?
Ever
hold
have
on,
that,
hold on.
Right?
Can we go through this? So, of course, when it's Friendsgiving, you may offer, or it's part of the deal, I'm going to bring something to help out with the meal. Do you bring over a frozen pizza or something you've already put in the oven and cooked?
I put this together.
And then bring it over. How do you bring
you
over
cook it.
The DiGiorno? It's already cooked. You don't bring it over frozen
right.
and then
you cook it.
It. Okay.
And what? This is what you're bringing. It features a thick Detroit-style crust with mozzarella cheddar cheese, gravy drizzle, and it's topped with green beans, crispy onions, dried cranberries, and roasted turkey.
I'd like to know the sodium content of this pizza.
If you brought that to somebody's Friendsgiving party and you open up a box and it's got green beans and gravy on it, man, get the F out of my party.
I'm just going to assume you're high if you walk in with that pizza. There's no other way that you're walking around in a state of being in a cloud of smoke 24/7.
I know you didn't just either that or you hate me. Hey, really bad news for John. A new study challenges decades-old belief about alcohol's brain benefits, finding that even light drinking can increase dementia risks. Researchers examined over 550,000 people aged 56 to 72 and analyzed genetic data from 2.4 million individuals, discovering no safe drinking level for dementia prevention.
He brought a story to News of the Weird telling us that drinking helped with dementia.
He always
Do
says
you that.
That
this, thing
you know why it helps? Because it makes you think that
he
you
goes,
think.
Guess what? The real scientist, though, he was using those fake science, those Twitter
like,
scientists.
You're in real trouble because you don't drink. You're going to get dementia before anyone.
Well, guess what? John's got a 15% higher chance, according to real scientists.
I might have it right now.
John, just save that one for John next time. Oh, really? I don't know if I can believe you anymore, John, since you're more than a light drinker and your risk is over 15% higher than mine.
So we know he's got like a superhuman liver. Do you think?
Yeah, he does have that.
Do you think he has the ability to fight off alcohol-induced dementia as well? You think he's immune to that, like Wolverine's kind of? Does he have that type of power as well?
I mean, he's pretty good so far. But something's going to get him eventually. He just can't keep doing this.
He can't keep getting away with this. There's no way he has a bionic liver. Nobody does.
He can't keep getting away with this. I'm just telling you. This is just, it's a run. He's like Flacco versus the Steelers. I won't say that it's as clean as Flacco's performance, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. John frequently will have 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions with the way he behaves. I've been there when he's been schnockered. It's not great.
Especially now when he has to be up at 5 a.m.
How about the rivalry between you and Joe Flacco's name?
He's been this way forever. It's always been Flacco.
Flacco? Who calls him Flacco besides you?
Well, how do you say it?
Joe Flacco.
Did I say Flacco?
You've been saying Flacco for years.
Like Flacco.
Yeah, I have been saying Flacco for years. Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
Flacco.
That is a rivalry. Well, same thing I say with Chris Collinsworth.
No, you just did that yesterday.
Yeah, you were also on Team Owen Daniel and Kevin Walters.
J.J. Watts.
So you would take away S's and add S's?
Well, it depends on how you're playing.
Usually older people do the thing with the S where
they
add an S.
He's got the dementia.
So you're doing both?
I'm not a heavy drinker. Maybe it is me. You guys see those On Cloud shoes? I know you've seen them. They're all
have
over
a pair.
The place. Well, you might need to be involved in this
class action
lawsuit.
Go.
Yeah, because apparently they produce a noisy and embarrassing squeak with each and every step.
They're
targeting them.
After you wear them for a while, they absolutely squeak the entire time you walk with them.
Customers have been reported being left in the lurches as defendant has categorized the squeaking as normal wear and tear. One customer complained that my nickname at work is Squeaky.
These shoes have ruined my life.
They squeak too much. Well, that's what you
this
get for
like
being a
hipster.
This is
like a Seinfeld episode when George's pants made a noise when he was trying to close the deal.
Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that? Okay.
All right, my pants are making a noise right now. It means it's time to go.
Surprised you have them on.
That's going to do it.
Well, mom's house. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm at my mom's house. I have to. If I were in a hotel, forget about it. We just wouldn't have video on today. That's going to do it for the show. Michael Connor, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. If you've got a jet and you need somebody to fly your jet, Michael, give him a holler.
Be available for hire in about 50 hours of flying time.
After about 50 hours of flying time, make sure you reach out to Michael. That's going to do it. We got tons of college football, great college football, pro football, playoff baseball. Rockets start on Tuesday. Texans in Seattle on Monday. Make sure you keep it right here, even for the next show, Pack of Lies with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes. That's going to do it for me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.